Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't call it a comeback, but it was a comeback. It was pretty much a comeback, I think. And yet, I heard that from the guys, Dalton Schultz, when he asked, hey, how about that comeback? Don't call it a comeback.
You sure it wasn't just a play on the LL Cool J stuff?
It wasn't?
Has to be.
Oh, it was. Oh, it absolutely was.
Yeah, I was going to say, he must have just been joking.
Plays, it seems like every break.
Okay. So it's just a joke. Obviously, he's joking. It's
no, yeah.
The greatest comeback in Texans history. So.
No, second greatest.
Did they score more in the fourth quarter, though?
I don't know about that, but they trailed by more.
Who against?
That was the Texans.
Somebody said it was in 13 against the Chargers. That would be that second game of the year that they won on Monday Night Football. That was the last win of their season. Is that the game that was the second? It was the greatest
Correct.
Comeback? Okay. I remember I had to stay up and get and then do a show at 6 a.m. the next morning. That was
what was it again? Whew. What was the
2013 Chargers Monday Night Football? Texans had a bigger comeback, and then that was their second win in a row. They were 2-0, and then they lost 14 in a row.
And then 14 straight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Gary Kubiak, and then
that whole thing
was awful. They were a Super Bowl. I've never seen a Super Bowl contender. Actually is piss poor. Well, maybe Penn State this year. Penn State this year. Maybe a...
Yeah, it's pretty competitive Penn State Saturday, but that's a different conversation.
Yeah, right. But how about that? Everything came together. How about that the Texans were 1.5-point favorites?
That's unbelievable.
And they're leading by one?
It's one of the worst beats I've ever seen in
bad
history.
Beat. That is one
it's
of
one of the worst,
worst
NFL bad beats I've ever seen.
Yes.
And to lose on the last play where it looked like you were just going to kick a field goal. Well, I mean, we were all kind of thinking if he gets a shot from 57, it's going in.
Yeah.
I mean, 67. I just thought, well, we could see a new NFL record here.
Yeah.
Against the Texans. And when you had the scramble by, you know, this time it was them pulling the kind of the Texans crap we see where offensive linemen do something stupid. I mean, that game's probably over if that catch stands because it's then a 50-something yard field goal, and Cam Little's not missing that.
No.
And then they get the what was it? It was just a procedure or illegal procedure. Was it a hold? Oh, a hand to the face. That's what it was. Yep.
That performance. I don't. You know, Davis Mills, Danielle Hunter.
Man,
it was that Nico. The game that he had. I mean, it was guy after guy. Derek Stingley's interception. Nico's 2-point conversion catch. I mean, there are highlights and there were performances that are really, really stuff that you're not going to ever you're never going to forget that Stingley interception or that one-handed 2-point conversion by Nico. Everything that they had to do, every single thing. Dalton Schultz back in the end zone. The two-point conversion. Davis Mills on third and goal running it in. I mean, it was
that was a really ballsy, smart run. Like, he saw they were man coverage. He saw he had it, and he just took off. And, you know, you're thinking, well, David, like, are you sure you want to do this, Davis? And Davis Mills clearly thought, I can get there. Yeah. Like, and he just put the gas to the – I mean, Davis Mills started off, it wasn't good for the whole team. Like, it was terrible. The Tremont Smith fumble, the interception from Davis Mills. But, you know, all along the way, the defense kept saying, and, you know, and I was kind of warding off text messages how from people like, this has to be the end of D'Amico. I'm thinking, D'Amico's not getting fired. He just won a division twice in a row. And this team is, they're playing for him. Like, they don't, if you watch the whole game, the defense never quit. The offense doesn't quit. Like, they don't quit. They're not quitting on D'Amico. None of that was even apparent on the field at any point yesterday. It was just incompetence. You had a right side, CeeDee Sal, who most of you have never heard of ever in your life, was the starting right guard. The right tackle was Trent Brown. Both of them just got snatched off the practice squad on, like, Saturday. Well, Trent Brown had been in earlier. CeeDee Sal was elevated on Saturday. So either Friday or Saturday. So this was like brand new right side, Davis Mills, no right guard, no right tackle, no Jalen Petrie, no Kyemi Fairbairn. And you were getting properly punished. You score a touchdown before the half, and it's 20-10, and you think, well, I mean, it shouldn't, you say it shouldn't be this close, and then you realize, well, Jacksonville hasn't done anything on offense. Like, Jacksonville did nothing on offense. Their one touchdown that they got in the first half came because Danico Autry had a, you know, ran over the long snapper, and you're not allowed to do that. It's a 15-yard penalty. Took three off the board, ended up turning it into seven. Other than that, they really didn't move the ball at all on you. The Texans defense was that stout.
Well, is this and you know what, the Texans and the heroic with no CJ, no, I mean, guy after guy after guy that wasn't there for him. Is this more about because I heard a lot of people making this more about the Jaguars and, you know, and Trevor Lawrence, stuff that we've been saying
both
for a long time,
yeah,
about Trevor Lawrence.
It depends on your perspective. I mean, it was both. I mean, the Texans, you don't even have a chance if the defense doesn't play like they played. You don't even have a prayer. So at that, and then Davis Mills, who they're calling Miracle Mills, who they're calling Money Mills. Many people are saying he's got a nickname. He showed a lot of poise. He showed a lot of poise over the second half. He just never gave up. And I know who loves him more than anybody. People who have Nico Collins on their fantasy team.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody likes Davis Mills and hates C.J. Stroud more than those people.
He had a breakout fantasy game.
Well, he had a good one in the game before. Like, you know, when Mills throws. And did you know Mills has 6 wins? He's 6-19-1, I think. And his 3 of his 6 wins are against the Jags. He's a Jaguar killer. No. That's what he is.
That's exactly what he is. Yeah, it was that was just so much fun. I got a text from one of our advertisers talking about what garbage, you know, they were in any. Oh, I never mind.
That's Yanni.
It wasn't that advertiser. It was Kent
Jones. No. Let's play a game called Guess the Advertiser.
Okay. No. I told him, you flushed a little
bit
too
early. I'm a kook. I'm a kook too, John.
No, I told him you flushed a little bit too early. Okay, that should be a good indicator. Of who it was. You flushed a little too early.
He's legally blind.
There was still more coming out.
I'm legally blind.
So, and we had, how about the Rockets win?
Oh, another
on
comeback.
On top of that, we had
that was spearheaded by who?
That was spearheaded by Reed Shepard.
4 steals, 4-6 from three. He's shooting 45% from three right now.
How about the two that he hit, that he steals? He taps them ahead, one to Tari, who dunks it, and then the other one, he taps it ahead, hits the corner, and catches and shoots the three and knocks it down. Kevin Durant said that was the one when Reed stole the ball and then hit it from the corner right afterwards.
Yeah.
He said that was the one that really got us going.
Mm-hmm.
And Reed Shepard has turned into, you know what? And Ime talks about it. We got a lot of sound to play today for both of those. Now, that said, the San Antonio game was a little bit disturbing. Plus, most of the Milwaukee game was disturbing, if you want to know the truth, because they couldn't stop them.
Yeah.
And then finally, at the end of the last 5 minutes of the game, the Rockets came through and took care of business. But, man, that was a scary weekend for the Rockets. But they came down. They came. They were just clutch at the end.
Well, and they defended at the end. Milwaukee couldn't get a good
game winner, or the one that put it away. Was just fantastic. And Kevin Durant's 31 points helped a little.
Oh, Durant had two huge baskets down the stretch.
Yeah.
Huge. I mean, an and one, a regular shot. They were Jabari's 3-pointer. I mean, they were defending. Milwaukee couldn't get a good look at the end. It was a great last 5 minutes of that game.
Absolutely. That was a lot of fun. What a great day. Mm-hmm. What a great comeback day for Houston.
I mean, that was just so improbable. That's one of those that rips the heart out of. The Jaguars could have been 6-3, even though they know, like, they're faced with the same thing Arizona's faced with the Kyler Murray. They know what they have. They know Trevor Lawrence is not the guy. And this is what happens when you, frankly, this pretty much happens every single time. Kirk Cousins with Minnesota, although Cousins went deeper than these two guys are ever going to go. Jack, if you give somebody that you know is not an elite quarterback elite money, you are almost locked into a 100% failure rate. That's what it is. So we'll have our own little conversation, I'm sure, in another segment about where we stand on our guy. I don't think yesterday should do anything. The only question I ask is, do I think CJ could have made that comeback? And I would be.
Yeah, he could have. Yeah, he could.
I guess.
Yeah, he absolutely could have.
I guess you have to stay in your. You have to stay up and upbeat and positive, and you have to stay focused when you're getting your crap kicked in. I mean, that's not really CJ's MO, is it, John?
Yeah, but he's made comebacks before.
Comebacks. This is not just a made comeback. This is when everything's going wrong and you're down 19. Like, it's one thing to lead a drive in the fourth quarter after Tampa just scored on your defense. It's another to be getting beat by 19 in the fourth quarter. Like, you got to be wired a little differently to just keep your focus up. And CJ's kind of a bad body language guy. He gets down a little bit sometimes.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you didn't hear the reference yesterday, let's play. I know it's 2.5 minutes, but it's pretty damn good because it is the reference that DeMeco makes in the post game. For those of you that heard DeMeco keep on saying, keep swinging, keep swinging, keep swinging. It starts with Azeez Al-Shaair, and then it goes on to DeMeco, and then it goes on to the actual fight. It was Danny Williams. DeMeco showed the team the night before the game. He showed him Danny Williams knocking out Mark Potter. The thing about it is, Danny Williams did not have a right arm. He had dislocated his shoulder early in the fight. And he just had one arm left. He had one left arm, and that was it. And he looked like he was just dead. There were times he was just leaning up. He could hardly move. But this is what DeMeco was talking about in the locker room afterwards. Starts with Azeez Al-Shaair, goes to DeMeco, and then the fight. Here it is.
Bad as you can start off, turnover on special teams, turnover on offense, and you know, they get 10 points up early. You know, DeMeco, he showed us a video last night, and it was, about a heavyweight fight, and a guy whose shoulder dislocated.
He's completely gone, the shoulder. I don't know whether he's looking at the corner. Jim McDonald is surely going to have to put him.
Have to get him out.
He cannot fight on now, Danny Williams.
He's fighting with one arm in the sixth round, and he just told us, like, whatever happens, no matter what, just keep fighting. So you just see this guy, I don't even remember the guy's name. It was an old fight, you know, and he just shows the guy, knock this dude out with one arm, my other arm is dislocated. You know, the message for us was just keep swinging. So all day, that's just what we kept thinking about. Like, bro, like, yeah, our shoulder was dislocated early. You know, first quarter, come out the gate, you know, they come up 10-0 and feeling good about themselves. I think it was 17-0 at one point or whatever. And I mean, yeah, you're feeling good about yourself. And rightfully so, you made plenty. So you got to finish the game.
We talked about it last night, man. Hey, we talked about swinging, right? We were at halftime. We were in that sixth round, right? And we needed everybody to keep swinging. I told you guys, don't blink no matter what. Everybody just kept punching. We kept throwing haymakers to finish in the fourth quarter, guys. We finished 26-0 in the fourth quarter. That's how you finish, right? That's how you finish the game right there, right?
Bad things happen. I just look at the game as I look at life. It's like bad things are going to happen. Like, do you hang your head? And go run and hide? Do you quit? Do you give up? No. Like, you got to keep punching. In life, in football, you got to keep punching. And that's what this game showed today, man. You just have to keep playing with heart, playing with resilience. And hopefully the film shows our guys proof that we can battle and win in any type of game.
That was, and then they showed, right when he was finishing up there, they showed Mark Potter being knocked out.
I'm watching it right now, yeah. Just to get a context.
It's
of
just,
it.
It's awesome.
Oh my God, what a left!
I mean,
upper hook cross. It was, yeah, like
and
a hybrid.
And then he knocked him down. Potter got up and he knocked him down again, and with just one arm, dude fought him and beat him. So that was D'Amico's message yesterday, and I don't know that it could have been more apropos, because they were playing with one arm. They really were. They were. I, there's no way they come.
Wait a minute. Danny Williams beat Mike Tyson too?
Danny Williams did?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Danny Williams was one of the ones who beat Mike Tyson in 2004. I'm watching it right now. Yep. When Mike Tyson made a comeback, Danny Williams knocked him out.
How about that? With two arms or one?
Two arms.
Two arms.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Danny Williams, a beast. Danny Williams is a bad
Keep
dude.
Swinging. That's, Keep swinging. That's a great, I mean, that's a great look into D'Amico Ryan's, where, yeah, you know, I mean, look, we got certain opinions about this or that, and fans will have certain opinions of this or that. Let there be no mistake. There is no losing a locker room or anything like that. This guy has. If the Texans are losing, they're just losing. I don't need a new head coach. None of this crap. I think that's the dumbest conversation that anyone has. You want to talk about is he doing, you know, has he done a good job with clock management? Or you can have whatever conversations. You get out coached, all that stuff. The Texans don't need a new head coach. I'm going to tell you that. And the team responds to D'Amico Ryan's. Right now, they've got a talent problem and a consistency problem on offense. They've got an elite defense. They've got a tremendous defense. And it's a defense that plays hard every single snap and does what he asks of them. And they just got to get the offense fixed. They got to find the right head coach of offense. Nick's got to do a better job, you know. But we've all got to do a better job.
We all do.
I've got to do a better job. Nick's got to do a better job. You know,
especially, though.
Yeah. I got to do my job. You know, I got to do a better job.
Yeah.
You know, and that's on me.
I think you especially, yeah. Del, would that's you agree with that?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't leave you out of that.
Well,
I like how you're putting all the blame on your guy, but you are included in that as well.
I think probably him, mostly.
He's
not a good teammate.
No.
Great teammate.
Never has been.
Great.
Never has been.
Great teammate.
All right,
713-780-3776. I want to see, you know, if they'd have lost that game, we had all that crap. How about after the win, okay? That stadium was electric with, like, I don't know.
Electric? I mean, there's electricity on.
40,000
people. NRG Stadium, there better be electricity.
How about it's never full when Jacksonville is here because they don't bring half the crowd.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
It's true. You got a shot.
You got a shot to fill it up.
I mean, it's not Denver's the Chargers, there, but yes.
Steelers are there. But when Jacksonville, nobody's coming for Duval. Time to talk.
Ooh, how pissed was he at the end of the game? I don't blame him. That must have been a terrible time in that locker room.
Oh, my God. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. Come on in. You got to give him credit. You got to give them some flowers when they deserve them. Let's go. 713-780-3776. Right now, we're talking about HRP. I'm talking about what is your business. I just got from Laura the breakdown of, you know, of my paycheck. And it's so simple. HRP makes it so simple. We have one person in our department right now. One person. That's all we've had. And it's Laura. And Laura can take care of everything. You know why? Because we got HRP. We've got, I don't know how many employees, and we've got a commission. We've got salary. We've got hourly. It's incredible. And yet she can handle it all for one reason, HRP. I don't know what your business, how difficult it is. I don't know. You have branches all over. Do you have different locations? It doesn't matter. HRP figures it out. They'll figure it out for you. All you need to do is please start the process. Let them come and check out your business and see what you're doing wrong, and they can save you money every single payroll. It's HRP, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
Houston's only FM sports stations, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. One guy we heard from yesterday, Lance, after the game, our good friend Uncle Freddy. Freddy, were you at the game?
I actually sold my tickets. I actually got face value for them, which I was shocked for the Jaguars. But I watched all of it. I did talk to my buddy who bought them, and he said it was pretty empty most of the game. He said fourth quarter was completely empty. But I want to say first, I'm a CJ fan. I think he's given us a great first year, a great second year. But I honestly don't think he would have won us that game. There's two plays, the blitz by Walker when he got through the middle, and he avoided the sack. Mills avoided the sack and then threw it away. I think CJ just falls there. And then I think that run at the end, I think he's looking straight to pass. And I also think he throws to Nico. It's all about Nico, where I think Mills spreads the ball around. I also, Schultz has to be part of our offense. When he's a part of our offense, I think we can win so many more games. And I kind of feel there's like a Warren Moon, Cody Carlson controversy coming on in Houston. You know, it could happen. But still a CJ fan, but really impressed with Mills, and go Texans. And I'm going to keep waving the flag.
He was going to take his Texans flag down and put the Rockets up already.
Well, I mean, if they lose that game, that was the season, right?
Oh, yeah. That was the season. I mean, they've staved it off for now so that maybe
they
can
go to 5-5 after next week. Like I said, they were going to be 5-5.
They should.
They're going to be 5-5. Really, they're going to win that game. They're going to be 5-5. And you know what? They got a shot. They still got a shot.
Mathematically. I mean, frankly, though, they did shoot themselves in the foot against Jacksonville. It's not like Jacksonville moved the ball on them.
Mm-mm.
Jacksonville was actually quite terrible. I don't even know the truth. They weren't good. I mean, Jacksonville actually didn't rush. You had CeeDee Sow and Trent Brown over there. Where's Josh Allen Hines or whatever? Where was he all
that? How about that?
He went MIA. Great job by the Texans.
And you saw Trayvon Walker a couple times.
One of them, he got a 15-yard penalty because I thought that was pretty weak. But I think he got it for landing on Davis Mills. But even JJ, who was
–
look, man. You say whatever you want, but if you listen objectively, JJ is for the Texans.
Oh, absolutely.
In
he said us one time.
I can't. And even he said there were two calls that he thought were bad calls, and I actually thought both of them were bad calls too. Yeah. I don't know how that was a 15-yard on Trayvon Walker, and I don't know how that was an interference penalty in the end zone at the 4-yard line. I didn't think that one was either.
No.
Honestly. But
when the pass is so poor and the guy's got it, and is he actually turning the other way? Mm-hmm. And you call a pass interference because he was body blocking.
They were a little bit of hand fighting, I think, is what they may have called.
Oh, that one.
Because,
well, that one I thought was.
The same one we're talking about, I think. The one that was deep.
No. This is different. There was another one. Maybe it was another game.
This is at
another game.
This is in the
end zone.
The
guy turns the other way, and the defender is right there. And then he turns back.
Pass interference that benefit the Texans and one that didn't, right? John, are you talking about the one where the Jags got bailed out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the Jags
what
got
Lance
bailed out.
What Lance talking about is on the final drive where was it Kirk who extended his arm and then the guy grabbed it because he was extending his arm?
They were just hand fighting. It was
not a big deal. No. When one guy's got the other guy's arm and he can only put one arm to catch
Kirk
the ball.
Kirk was doing the same thing, and that was the ball hit off the guy's face mask. That one, and even JJ, our friend JJ Watt. JJ Watts even said,
JJ gave me a jersey. I don't know about you, but.
Me too. Yeah. I got mine autographed. He said, you're the best at what you do. And I assumed he meant preeminent draft expert. But even JJ, the super Texans fan, was like, I don't know about that one right there. That's a pretty big one to call at that point of the game.
Yeah,
the Texans tried their best. They moved it. We haven't even talked about that. They moved it all the way back from the 3 to the 13 to the 14. They moved it all the way back. they were doing their best Texans move.
That was a Texans red zone until they scored.
I know.
That was a red zone special.
This is all we would have been talking about is how the Texans lost the game because stupid Nick Cayley and his stupid offensive line couldn't figure things out.
How about how many false starts you're going to have? Goodness gracious. No. Holy crap. But Davis Mills bailed you out. It's because that's what Davis Mills does. There really isn't going to be a Davis Mills CJ controversy, is there?
Well, I think there are going to be. Well, that's normal for a backup quarterback to get the love.
We had 2 years of Davis Mills.
Just like Cody Carlson.
We know what Davis Mills is.
Davis Mills is exactly who you think he is. It's not. Uh-huh. If you legitimately think CJ's not the guy, then trade him this offseason to the Jets, pick up a couple firsts, and move on and find your new quarterback. Because it ain't Davis Mills. Davis Mills is not a winning quarterback in the NFL. Please don't let yesterday. You act like last week didn't happen. You act like nothing you've ever seen from Davis Mills hasn't happened. Davis Mills is a good backup. That's fine.
Yeah. Yep. Davis Mills throws about the prettiest ball you can throw.
Yeah, that's
every slow-mo of his ball coming through the air is a perfect spiral.
He can spin it. He's not.
I just love that.
But
I don't care if he wins or.
But he's a backup.
They're very pretty balls.
Yeah, he's a backup.
What about Gilbert? Gilbert is here. We haven't talked to Gilbert
just
in a long time.
Just go give him something. Okay. Hey, John, you're coming in town. Bring something with you.
I'm not coming in town for like 2 years now.
Nope, you're coming in town soon. Bring something with you. Bring a Dodgers World Series.
They don't have any of those. There's one thing I won't buy. It's a Dodgers World Series anything. Gilbert, what's going on?
I'd like to say that was a good game yesterday anyway.
That's right.
How about that, Gilbert? How about that? You like Davis Mills? Do you think he should be the quarterback or CJ?
I like David Mills better anyway.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Yeah. What's going on, Gilbert? Where'd you watch the game? You thought it was great?
Yeah, I watched it for a little bit, and then it was cut off.
Why did it cut off? What do you mean?
My cable don't work that much anyway.
Oh, no.
What do you mean it doesn't work that much?
It just works and it doesn't?
It's intermittent. It goes on and it goes off?
Yeah, it goes on and on anyway.
Hmm.
Also, the reason I call it, Will, are you listening to me? Come to my nursery, check my home so you give me some bagels. I love those bagels.
Okay. Oh,
Will.
So, Will, if you're listening, go over there and bring Gilbert some bagels.
What kind of bagels? Plain bagels or everything bagels?
Not everything bagels.
What kind of bagels?
There's no chance it's everything bagels.
Did you buy last time? I don't know but it was good anyway.
Well, do you have an idea of what he brought?
Well, Will
he
knows.
Bought some last time.
No one knows who
they
Will
brought
is.
Last time anyway.
Well, Will might. Well,
you
Will
always
does.
Say Will. No one even knows who Will is.
Well, that does. It's okay. Will knows the bagels to bring. That's all he needs. That's all. Will, bring the bagels you brought last time. That's all.
I'm sure they're just plain.
I know, anyway.
I'm sure they're
all right. All right.
Hey, one more thing.
Okay.
One more thing.
Lance,
I'm gonna be at your Christmas party at the Nick's place.
You sure?
You want to get there? I'm going to take a cab over there anyway.
Okay.
You're going to take a what?
He's going to take a cab.
I don't know. I don't know.
What do you mean? Lance will pick you up. Don't worry. No, he can't pick you up. He's got to do the show.
I'm doing the actual show.
Yeah, he can't pick you up. You got to take an Uber or a cab.
He's not walking great, John. I'm not sure.
How about Will take me, bring me over?
Will? Actually, Will?
Will?
This magical Will, if you can bring some bagels and pick Gilbert up, take him over and take him back.
Is there really a Will?
I knew a tiger. I knew a tiger. I don't know a Will.
Yeah, Will. I don't know Will. I'm not sure about Will. All right, Gilbert. All right, Gilbert, that was Gilbert's breakdown of the game. We appreciate it, Gilbert. And Will, get him some bagels and pick him up for the show. 713-780-3776 is the number to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance and I right now talking about Republic Boot Company, which is, we're looking forward to that. We're going to be there for Christmas as well. But you can get there for Christmas. I don't know when your party is and when you want to have a party. They can fit up to 200 people now. They got an they bought the whole building, so they've extended how big the place is, and it's just awesome. It's bigger and it's better than ever. But now is the time to get a hold of them if you want to customize anything for your business. You want to give away client stuff, or you want to take care of your own people. This is the time that you've got to get a hold of them, because they need time between now and Christmas to customize whatever it is with your logo, and everything cannot be better. Lance, this is the place where you get if you get something from Republic Boot Company, you're getting quality.
Yeah, high quality boots, cowboy hats. And I mean, it says something when their stock boots are something as high quality and handmade as 1836. We're talking about handmade. And they are customized to your foot, if that's what you want to do. You have a wider foot, they can customize it to it. Don't go anywhere else. When you need a boot, when you need cowboy hats, if you need your belts or a sports jacket or anything that's Western wear, and not just that, but all the great gifts, as John mentioned as well, make sure you at least stop in. You're going to really enjoy shopping there. Go to the Heights. Go check out all the cool little places in the Heights. But make sure Republic Boot Company is one of those stops at 11th Street. In the Heights. It's republicbootcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Did you see the fight in Miami between the Bills fans?
The fight where?
In Miami, between the Bills fans and the Dolphins fans.
I haven't seen those new. Let me scroll through my timeline. Well,
A guy with a cane comes up. Dell, did you see this?
No. Tell those snowbirds to get the hell out of that city. Go back up to Buffalo, where you belong.
There was no fight in the Bills yesterday.
Hey, if our caller Israel doesn't call, he's banned. We're just going to have we got to have a 3-month ban on him.
You're banning him for not calling
us. You either face the music or you don't. You came in when everything was good with Reed Sheppard. Now that Reed's hitting 45% from three, had four steals, has been playing really quite well.
He's playing good.
He's kind of figured out his role, and the Rockets have figured out his role, how to use him. He's off ball a lot, which is what he should be. And this team, I'm going to say it again, this team's better without Fred VanVleet.
Did you feel that way when they couldn't run offense against San Antonio?
I think there are some issues that may need to get settled, and I think that having another trading for a backup point guard type, somebody that you can go to, is the key. I don't love an inefficient shooter taking a boatload of shots. I just don't. I think this team's so much better when they have guys who make shots from two and make shots from three or shooting them. I don't like Fred miss a shot. Fred having too many shots. Like, if he didn't shoot, that'd be one thing. But he shoots a lot. Like, Fred shoots a lot. So, I know it's a hot take right now, but let's see how it plays out. Yeah, I think this team's going to win a lot of games without Fred VanVleet.
I don't believe that.
I think they're a 60-win team without Fred VanVleet.
I don't think they're winning 60.
I think they're a 60-win team without, but I don't think that they're a better team without Fred.
60 is a lot of games.
It is a lot.
You go
60-22.
Well, they didn't look like it against the Spurs now.
And for three and a half quarters against the Bucks.
Let's
see what happens.
It wasn't like Wemby was great either. I mean, they got killed. Killed them.
Yeah, you're going to lose some games.
Castle. I mean, they
I didn't call them the 73-win Golden State Warriors.
No.
I'm not saying that. They can win 60.
Their stats against San Antonio were almost identical. And they lost by 11. That was really a weird game. And it was a little, if you want to know the truth, after how well they had played coming into that game. And it was really disturbing because Wembanyama wasn't dominant.
I told you, competition matters. Like, as much as they were rolling teams, the teams they were playing can't stand up to them because they're either not institutionally built to play the Rockets, or they don't have enough talent. The Spurs have enough wing defenders to bother the Rockets, and Kevin Durant turned the ball over 8 times because they kept asking him to bring the ball up all the time.
Fred
don't really have a guard that can.
Fred VanVleet
They respect shot handle his, pressure.
A career low field goal last year, a career low 3-point percentage. He shot 37.8% from the field, 34 yeah, but, from three. I mean, guys, and it's not like he doesn't shoot a lot of shots. He shot almost 13 shots a game. He shot almost eight threes a game. 7.7.
That's great, but just like everybody else, they're going to improve because of Kevin Durant.
Well, I know, but some more of Fred's shots will go to guys like Kevin Durant, Jabari Smith, Alperen Şengün, Reed, whoever you want to say.
Jalen Green was on the floor, too, and he's inefficient, too. Well, those are shots two, will go
right,
to other guys.
Two highly inefficient players are no longer with this team. I mean, there are things that he absolutely does well. That he is a consistent defender. He gets a lot of pokeaways. There's some things that Fred VanVleet does well. And he's streaky. When he's on a good streak, that's great. But you are fundamentally, for his entire career, he shoots 40% from the field. You're literally taking of those shots, they're being redistributed to people who shoot much more efficiently than he does. So I don't know where you obviously have not answered the bring the ball up, get into the offense role. No. That's going to be we'll see if that's a bugaboo all year long. It's one thing to get beat by the Oklahoma City Thunder because you had that issue, even though you outplayed them most of the game. It's another if this continues, you're going to have to figure something out. I don't think Fred VanVleet and his jack it up at all cost mentality is what's going to hurt this team. I think it's the ball handling stuff. So
I will say this.
I mean, he doesn't shoot. He's a bad shooter, John. He's an inefficient shooter.
But you know what?
Historically.
They needed him to shoot more, and so he did. I think that probably he would have, he would have subjugated his game with Kevin Durant on the floor.
Well, he has, but listen, he subjugated it to an extent. I mean, his last 3 years in Toronto, he's shooting 16.7 field goal, 16.9, and 16.1 per game. In the 2 years with Houston, it's been 13.9 and 12.7. You think he's going down to 10 field goal attempts?
Maybe.
There's not a world where Fred VanVleet only shoots 10 times.
I don't know.
That world doesn't exist.
We don't know.
Was that Westworld, where he's with a bunch of robots who have sex in a saloon?
We'll see next year. We'll see next year because we don't know right now. But whenever you lose a really good player, and especially one that Ime has so much confidence in, Ime knows his offense. And how
sometimes
good it
you got to take. Remember when we had to take Chaz McCord? We had to take who is it? We had to take out of Dusty. Oh, we had to take Machete out of Dusty's hands. Remember? Sometimes you got to just take the toy away from him.
Sometimes you got to play. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
But that's true. But one final thing. Currently, the Rockets are fourth in most turnovers. They are one of the worst teams in basketball.
It's part of their philosophy.
No, it's not. There's no philosophy that says turn the ball over a lot. So this is why, as much as you talk about, they're going to kill bad basketball teams. They are so much more talented. But when teams have a plan in place and they have the guys who can get after them, you're going to see high turnover games because Kevin Durant, great player. But do you want the ball in his hands, bringing the ball up over and over and over again? Alpi will turn the ball over.
Frankly, that should be Amen.
But Amen's got a shaky handle.
I know he does. He does. Frankly, that should be him. I still think that they may sniff around on a backup guard I'm just going to enjoy what they're doing.
Let's
right
just
now.
See how Reed turns out. If Reed
can, he can
to play
shoot.
Like
he's always been an elite. I've never worried about the shot.
No, but
the
he's
ball
also,
handling is
he's handling the ball better. Yesterday he handled the ball pretty damn well. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. What did you learn this weekend? In one sentence, there's something that you learned that you didn't know before this weekend, and now you know it, and now you got it to call. 713-780-3776, but you only get one sentence. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. Right now, Lance, I want to know about Craig DeSerf.
Well, Craig DeSerf, I mean, listen, Craig DeSerf and the way he operates is frankly going to be what keeps you coming back, because you want honesty, and honesty and integrity is the only way Craig DeSerf and Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is going to operate. And it's easy. That's not just me saying it. You go in, you say, hey, I want to speak to Craig DeSerf. Lance Erline said I should talk to Craig. He'll come talk to you. You'll see right away. He's a different kind of guy. He's awesome. I love Craig. They got a red tag sale going on right now. 0% financing on 2026 Silverado 1500 on the Chevy Equinox, on the Equinox EV, and on the Trailblazer. That's what they got going on. The Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab also has not just 0% financing for well-qualified buyers, but also $1,500 bonus cash plus $3,000 for Texas residents that they are throwing your way as well. It's $4,500 and 0% APR financing available for you right now. That's just an example of what they're offering you and what you can take advantage of. But don't forget, buy three, get one for $1 on select tires with installation. So if you need tires, this is something actually, it's the first time I've seen this. This is incredible. They've got offers on brake pads, brake rotors, shock struts. If you need new tires, buy three, get one for just $1. That's going to be what they're doing out in Angleton. They do things differently. The customer service wins awards every single year, and you're going to get a great price on a great selection. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-3776. You learned something about your wife. You learned something about your boss, about whatever. You learned something about your football team. I learned something. I learned that Jamal Shedd is still that guy because when Toronto lost and they're walking off the floor, Brandon Ingram is throwing garbage cans over, and Jamal Shedd is picking up the garbage that he left behind. Big ups, Jamal. That's what I learned this weekend. Congratulations. You were raised right, Jamal Shedd. 713-780.
Always was raised right.
I know.
Jamal Shedd's been a real one his whole life.
Still that guy. Still that guy. Yeah. I love that. That's and not only that, but help make I only got one sentence, so that's all. That's all. You got the message. 713-780-3776. You guys learned anything this weekend?
I don't. Nothing. I want to hear from the listeners.
Okay.
We always go into 705, and I want to hear from what they learned. I'm sure I learned something this weekend. Just don't know what it was.
Okay.
I never know what it is.
Well, yeah.
I just don't learn.
That's contradictory.
Yeah, I don't learn much.
Because you really didn't learn it then.
I don't learn much.
That's right. That's really just contradictory. Because if you don't know what it is you learned, then you didn't learn it. Okay. Dell, who's up?
We go to Elliot. Elliot, what did you learn?
Morning, guys. I learned that it's not the best idea to mess around with the women in San Antonio.
Okay.
Charles Barkley could have told you that.
Not the best idea to mess around with the women of San Antonio. Okay. I don't, Charles Barkley doesn't do it. You shouldn't do it. If Charles Barkley doesn't do it, then you shouldn't do it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, if Charles won't do something, there's not a lot Charles won't do.
That's right, and he won't do San
Antonio.
That's
a pretty good.
Porky, hog, fat ass.
I get the feeling
wide,
he would.
Butterball.
If we really want to be honest,
yeah, depends.
You think Charles is turning?
No, I just think that in the exactly. I think when it's quiet, no one's around.
Charles,
he'd invite a San Antonio woman home.
Yeah. Don't tell me Charles never slump busted.
Well,
just, that's
you
all.
Don't. She doesn't have to be a slump.
No.
She'll be a very nice woman.
Yeah,
let's move
be.
On to okay. Keith. Keith, what have you learned?
I learned this weekend after going to four different Taco Bells, I was able to purchase the Mountain Dew Baja Blast Pie, and it was actually pretty tasty. A little bit of key lime pop.
Right, that's
now
we're
doing run-ons. All right, I'm done.
Run-on. That's all. And that's a good Taco Bell commercial, Keith. That they pay you? Did Vanderbilt pay you to do that? Is that? That's Keith. That's Vanderbilt Keith.
Yeah, I don't know. No, he's just
How
trying
about
to tell
he
you
didn't
something
even
he
mention Vanderbilt's win.
Well, he shouldn't. Wheezing their way through Auburn. He shouldn't mention
that.
That
was embarrassing. But they're going to. He's going to get to.
Well, they got Tennessee. That'll be the final one. Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see. But he's been pretty. I mean,
Either way, it's a good call.
It was a bold prediction, and you know what?
Either way, if they finish 9-3 or 10, it's a good call. Even if they do lose to Tennessee, but we'll see.
Keith's having a great year. We got to give it to him.
Ravens fan, they're getting better.
Guess what? They're going to win that division too.
Well, that doesn't mean they're good, but yes, they're going to win that division.
Well, now that they're coming, that's all coming together. Who's next?
We go to Brandon. What did you learn?
What do I hear in the background?
Music.
Somebody's talking.
Morning, guys. I learned that after an electric performance yesterday, combined with all his past exceptional performances, Davis Mills needs to be worth at least a second-round draft pick on the trade market.
I mean, I would think so, too, honestly. You trade CJ for 3 1s, Davis Mills for a 2 and a 3, you've completely restocked.
You trade what now?
You trade CJ for 3 1s to the Jets. You trade Davis Mills for a 2 and a 3. Money Mills, as they're calling him. General Mills, Mills Magic. You don't get nicknames like that without being really, really good.
Yeah.
So I would trade a lot of picks for
Who's
Davis
playing
Mills.
Quarterback for you in 2026?
Somebody, maybe. Okay.
Well, Lenore Sellers, is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, how about Carson this? Beck?
Mendoza?
Wait a minute.
Carson
how
Beck?
How about Carson Beck, Lenore Sellers? How about DJ Lagway?
Don't
how about
Carson Beck.
Garrett Nussmeier? How about Drew Aller? All of them suck this year.
The top two quarterbacks are Fernando Mendoza and Ty Simpson.
They were nowhere before the season started. Nobody
was talking about them, and they're going to be the first two quarterbacks off the board.
And all the guys that everybody was talking about before the season started, gone.
Are we sure Dante Moore should be leaving?
No.
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 No. No. No. He needs to come back and get
that free money. You'll make more money.
Oh, right. I learned that Zach Calzada is way tone deaf.
Still alive?
Wow. He had a video showing his money. Get your money up. We can just play the audio. It's that. Have you seen it yet, Dell?
I have seen the story. I have not watched the video.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Go ahead and pull that video. I don't know that I've ever been embarrassed for another human as badly as this.
All right. Who's next, Dell?
Ocho, what have you learned?
Yeah, I learned that if U of H's Chris Sinak was the top center prospect in the nation, then there wasn't much to choose from.
Yeah, Cougs weren't very good the other day again.
Well, they won at Central Florida.
He's talking about the basketball team, right?
No,
I'm talking about the basketball team. That's who he was talking about.
Oh yeah, no, they weren't very good.
No,
you know what? They'll be better. They'll get better. They'll get better. But that was a surprising score.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, really? Who's next, Del?
We go to Donovan. What have you learned?
Morning, guys. I learned that when Cal and Hannah's on the sideline, D'Amico felt a little pressure to pull that win off.
We did. Everyone saw that shot behind
right
D'Amico.
Behind him.
Yeah.
Right behind
like looming.
Oh, yeah. Right. Like impending doom.
Or, or they gave
ecstasy.
Him the inspiration to win.
Well.
Yeah, Cal goes down there. You want to win for Cal. You're going to run through a wall for Cal.
Who?
Okay.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly. Cal's inspiring.
Cal's inspiring. Okay. Cal's going to make you run through that wall, brick wall, win a football game.
I hope D'Amico at some point grabs Cal before a big game. Maybe when they go to L.A. and it's a chance for them to get in the playoffs. Hope he has Cal speak to the team and see how they react.
Knowledge is power.
You know, guys, I love this team. And then they go out there and play for Cal. All right, we've got a couple more. Let's get to Tony. Tony, what have you learned?
Morning, gentlemen. I learned this weekend that Tom Brady is the only quarterback to throw touchdown passes to two attempted murderers, Aaron Hernandez and Antonio Brown.
Wow, yeah. Mm. And he never threw one to who was that wide receiver from?
Well, wait a minute. Who was the quarterback at Florida when Urban
Tim
was
Tebow?
There? Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's thrown to a lot of attempted murderers.
Well,
no?
Only one that we know of, Aaron Hernandez. Who else did he throw? I mean,
Chris Raines.
He said he would kill. Was it Demps or Rainey who
wasn't
said that?
Rainey. It wasn't attempted murder.
He said he would kill you.
It was menacing.
Yeah, but it wasn't attempted murder.
No, criminals. Yeah, people with criminal charges.
Percy Harvin. Yeah, yeah. Not attempted murderers. Yeah, only one of those.
Now, good thing that Tom Brady never had a stint at And what about it? What if, who was it from Carolina that went to prison? The wide receiver,
Ray Caruth.
Ray Caruth.
Yeah, Ray Caruth.
Ray Caruth didn't go to Michigan, though, or that would have been three.
That wasn't attempted. That was successful.
That would have been three.
Aaron Hernandez wasn't attempted either.
Yeah, Aaron was successful too, brother.
Right. Right.
Ray Caruth went to Colorado, right? Is that where Ray Caruth went?
Yeah, he went to Colorado.
All right, we got one more. One of your favorites. La Raza, what have you learned?
La Raza, ¿qué pasó, mi hijo?
Gentlemen, in the morning, I want to give a biggest shout out ever. The Marine Corps, 250 years of badassery. Happy birthday.
That's right.
Nice. All right, gentlemen, this is what I learned over the weekend. I learned that I want to give a congratulations to Raheel and Dale's family for his presidency in New York. And also, if you mess with the giraffe, you get the Nick. It's Nick season, baby. Let's go.
What do I have to do with New York?
He just put that on
Mondani.
You.
I'm not. What does Mondani have to do with me?
Shout out to your family.
Just a shout out to your peeps.
No, but what connection is there?
You'll have to ask Irv. I don't know.
He can do it on my show. He only gets one sentence.
I know this much.
Well, he said and.
If you mess with the giraffe, you get the neck.
I know, but he can't answer my question because he's already got his one sentence. And I just don't know.
He doesn't want to answer it for you.
There's no connection.
He just put it on you, and now
apparently
he's got you triggered.
You are New York.
I just wanted to know. Since I've been to New York like once when I was eight, but appreciate it, Larosa, for your call.
No, that's you. You got the connection.
So we're going to break it right now. When we come back, we will reiterate everything that we'll get to our Texans thoughts. All you guys have, and if you guys want to jump in, 713-780-3776. Plus, we got Rockets. Plus, two major league pitchers are probably doing prison time for gambling issues and money laundering. Gambling is taking a beating right now as everything is rolling downhill on professional and college athletes.
When do we get the prohibition?
Who are, I don't think we're going to
get rid of gambling because it's ruining society. Drinking next.
What about OnlyFans accounts?
Maybe.
Yeah, we ain't getting rid of gambling unless OnlyFans goes.
Why?
You can't just pick and choose you can't pick and choose which
gambling's ruining
which
sports.
Vices.
Gambling's ruining sports.
Which vices you want.
What is OnlyFans doing?
Gambling keeps getting caught. Gambling catches these guys cheating. These dummies. I'm going to throw a bunch of pitches into the dirt. What a dumbo. He thought, I'll never get caught.
I'll never get caught doing that and lose my $27 million contract. Well, If you need to sue because you had him throwing strikes, call John Desmond.
Yeah, I was watching a video last night. Oh, you know what? I was at the Jason Isbell concert on Friday, and we were at a venue. I'll just say a venue. And before you know it, some lady hit the deck and was laying there, and then a bunch of medical staff, and the concert was still going on. They were coming over there, had her in a in a wheelchair, and I was like, don't let John Desmond over here, because that lady cracked her head open. It was pretty bad, and that's an example of something John Desmond can take care of. He takes care of people who are in accidents in the roadway. You know, my son said, I want to get out of Houston so bad. The drivers here are terrible. I said, well, you know, that's what it is, and why do you think John Desmond has to stay busy with car accidents on the road and his lawyers? Because people are running through red lights now like they don't matter at all, and what that leads to is T-boned, you know, drivers, people having their pelvises shattered, backs broken, necks. The damages I've been hearing about from John that people are suffering here in the city of Houston is extensive. And you're going to need medical help. You're going to have unbelievably high hospital bills. That's just how it is. Whether you have insurance or not, it's going to be high. And then you're going to have, time missed from work physically. If you can't work anymore, whether it's short term or long term, how are you going to pay your bills? That money's got to be accounted for. You've got to have the money accounted for everything having to do with your family as the earner. And then your pain and suffering has got to be compensated, because that's going to be a tremendous amount of pain for quite some time, and sometimes it's going to last the rest of your life. That's why you've got to have John Desmond and the Desmond Law Firm on your side, fighting for you, getting a settlement to help you get through it all. That's what they do. 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or go to DesmondLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5. At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.